This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Therapy sucks, or so you thought. I know it could be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later. So I stumbled upon this on Reddit. What does anal feel like? Any end that you've been on, either the receiving end or the giving end, what does anal feel like?
Like pooping in reverse.
Do you like anal?
Doing?
Yeah, well, no, receiving.
like you're having it and then all of a sudden you're like, slip this, you know?
Well, that's the thing. So that's like being very spontaneous. But like in my experience, it had to be planned. So it's like,
really?
Yeah, really. So then it's like,
there's a calendar dinner here. Yeah. There, like, hey, like one more week, babe. Yeah, right. Is that you?
That's how it was. So it's like, okay, we got a plan, and then
drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. Don't eat. And you got to do the. You got to clean
your
rectum. Yeah, and so it's like
really? Then. So 10 years, Andrei Kirilenko's wife said that her then Utah Jazz husband had the privilege of one free pass per year to do the dirty with another lady that wasn't her.
What's up, everybody?
So we have like live cameras in the back now. For anyone who wants to chime in, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. My name is Christian. This is Marvin Schultz. We are the Coffee Breakup Relationship Advice Podcast, talking about everything from relationships to mental health to overall health. But at the end of the day, it's a happy marriage of how important it is for you to be healthy to find those healthy relationships.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. This is our first live, so
forgive us.
Yeah. So forgive us for any things that we're running into. But we wanted to definitely get closer with our audience and interact with you guys. So why not have you guys get front row seats of how an episode goes about?
Yeah, so welcome to the studio. As you can see, the lights and all these things all nice and pretty. But outside of that, what we want to talk about is we found a couple of good articles that we wanted to go over. We wanted to share with you guys and see what you guys thought.
Show me.
So I'm going to go over some of the topics.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me which one you want me to go over. Some are really juicy.
Tell me.
Okay. So question number one. My wife cheated on me. What do I do? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is... where'd it go? I know my husband is cheating on me. Oh, boy. The last one that's getting a lot of, it looks like it has a lot of buzz is this one. Girlfriend of 2 years wants me to start paying her $1,000 a month to continue dating, saying it is normal courting behavior in her Latino/Mexican culture. Can anyone with a similar background confirm if this is true or not? Kind of like that one.
Let's do that one. Okay, let's do that one. Open it up. Open up.
So it's a very short read, but this is the 2 cents. So my girlfriend of 2 years said she wanted to have more courting in our relationship. So I asked her to make a list of all the things she would like.
Okay.
Most of the list seemed reasonable, but one of the items was that she wanted me to start paying her $1,000 a month in order to show that I'm serious about the relationship, saying this is traditional inner Mexican culture slash heritage.
Okay.
I never heard of this. Can anyone confirm if this is commonplace or not? I feel like, let me see. You wrote this about Claudia. For context, we both live in the United States. She was born in Mexico City and grew up in the States. I am of South Asian ethnicity and was born in the U.S. and grew up here. I typically pay for all of our dates and trips, and she will sometimes contribute to the tip of restaurants. So, all right, listen. We've gotten like bullied and pushed around of like what a date should be. Should the guy pay? Should it not? I feel like at the end of the day, the person who should be paying for dates is whoever invited. However, I understand the responsibility of a man, right, who wants to be a man and wants to provide and all these things. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if that's the case, then you should at least fork over the payments of the bill, at least the first 2 or 3 times, unless maybe there is something. I kind of understand that if you are trying to date and you're trying to impress.
Okay.
However, I think that obviously if you're dating for a while, like if a girl were to ask me, I'll happily take it. But if a girl were to ask me, I would still try, but I still feel like, man, like you invited me. Like I'm here trying to see how it is. Like I would still like be like, all right, like I'll try to pay, but I expect you to be like, no, I'm like, paying. I invited you. Yeah. Like, I'm paying. And that's when I'm like, all right, I got you. I feel you. Like, yeah, respect. Yeah, yeah. You know? That to me earns points on your end. I'm like, damn, you know, like, you know, she wants to try to spoil me. You know, that's kind of nice. Now, it's not forever, but whatever. In this case, what would you say in that situation if your girl's like, hey, baby, I love you. And in order for this to work, we're going to have to talk about what I want. And rule number one is I'm going to need $1,000 from you every month.
But so then it's like I need to pay you for you to be with me. That's essentially what it comes down to.
That's how I was raised. Why is that a problem? Right. Do you not have the money for it?
I'll be like, no, I don't. I don't have $1,000 every month.
Are you broke?
I guess so. Dude, $1,000 a month? Also, it's like to me, it's like if I have to really like pay for your presence in a way, it's like, dude, do I really want it? No, I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me because they want to be with me, not because they get $1,000 every month from me. Like, right. For that, dude, it's like, I don't know. But it's like, so they've been dating for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she kind of dropped this on him or?
Yeah, so they were dating for 2 years. Okay. Two years, dude. And then that's when she's like, you know, I kind of want a little bit more. So now, look, my sister. Sorry, wait, this is a little complicated. How do I find this text message?
Yeah, $1,000 every month, dude.
Yeah, so
Everything he already pays for her. Because from the message, it sounds like he's paying for everything.
My sister-in-law is Mexican, born and raised. I just showed her this post, and now I can't get her to stop laughing. She's laughing so hard, she might pull a stomach muscle. Whatever. So she didn't realize that she could have been making bank before she married our sibling. Let me see what else. What else? I just asked my friend Carlos, whose mother grew up in Mexico and married a white guy, and he said, my mom is asking where her white man dowry is and why she doesn't get $1,000 allowance. And my dad said, if you want $1,000 allowance, find a sugar daddy and he can start making your Audi payments too. And now they're arguing and he can't stop laughing. Neither can I.
Okay.
So that sounds ridiculous. Yeah, it doesn't really sound stupid. Like a real thing. But now I'm wondering, like, is that really a requirement that most women have in saying, like, hey, bueno. Let me comment on this. Because okay, I remember I saw a video once that some guy was asking people on the street. And he's like, hey, by the way, like, what does it take for a man to date you?
Yeah. Oh.
And then the woman's saying, like, hey, you know what? Like, I need this and I require this. So, like, he's going to have to pay for my nails. He has to pay for my hair. He's got to pay for this and that. And the guy asked her, like, well, who's paying for that now? And she's like, well, she goes, well, I'm paying for it. And then I would ask her, well, then why does he then have to start paying for that if he's now dating you? If you're, like, that's what you're doing for yourself.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if he wants me to look this way and continue looking this way as his woman, he should want to pay that for me so I can continue looking the way that he wants me to look, which is the way that he found me. What do you think?
I think if you already, I met you like this, you've already been paying all this time. So now,
she should keep it.
Yeah, 100%. So now that we're dating, I got to take on your bills on top of my bills?
Oh, let me ask you this, though, because I'm going back to this the topic all the time, and I just think that we're broke motherfuckers. Because if you were making bank,
would it really be like a bother to you to be like, yeah, babe, here's a couple hundred bucks.
We'll if I was making a bank and...
Or you're still going to make her...
No, but also like the foundation of the relationship I have with my girlfriend right now is not based on like a transaction where like, oh, I pay for you at the lifestyle that you're living. No, it's built on like we both contribute to this relationship. We both put in the work. So if I become really successful all of a sudden, things it wouldn't be this way. Because I would obviously contribute and I would pay. Because it wouldn't be a big deal. But if we just met and I had money, I may feel differently about it. I may feel like, yo, bitch, like, are you just using me for the money? And I feel like that's where a lot of guys have a problem. Because if I had the money and it's you don't expect it from me, like, I'm glad. It's not a big deal to me. $100 not a big deal to me. If I make bank or you fucking nails or whatever. But if you're just with me because of the lifestyle that I can provide, like, do you love me for me or do you love me for the money that I bring?
So you
for me, I would feel some type of, I would feel used.
You think the problem is the expectation? You think?
I think so.
Like them, like
yeah, a woman like oh, like demanding. Expecting. You have to do this. You have to do that. It's like, bro, bitch. Like, what is this relationship built on? Is it you know, like what I can fucking buy for you, or is it mutual respect, admiration, dedication?
I got another question for you. You know? Do you think that this is because kind of there's just been a big change in culture and kind of a change in maybe the economy where, I mean, if we look at the statistics, it's not really a lot of people who are making that much money. You know, I feel like there is a lot of people who are struggling currently in this economy. I know a lot of you motherfuckers out there are still struggling to buy a house. You're looking at two people who are in the same situation as you. So we're all in this together, right? So I'm just kind of wondering, like, who are these people that these women want to date? Well, actually, we also uncovered this, that it seems like the top 1% that women want are kind of the guys who are dating all of these women.
Yeah.
And it may not be that they're all dating them exclusively. It kind of seems that they're all kind of...
Oh, impossible for them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if a woman wants all that, they're going to have to sacrifice. Now, it doesn't mean that they're all going to be, you know, cheaters or dating multiple people. Yeah. But I mean, yo, the numbers are against women who have those expectations, I think.
Way off.
You're Look
way
at off. When we had... I was going to say No Limit.
Oh. Okay.
No, but to his point, he was like, yo, like, I make money. Like, I'm not a guy who's only going to be with one woman. Like, if I want to, like, the alpha. Alpha do? The alpha's with whoever he wants to be.
For sure.
And I'm starting to think that women are just willing to accept that. And maybe they're attracted to that.
Have you ever seen those memes where it's like, or like, quotes and shit like that? It's like, oh, like, if my man is rich, like, if he cheats... As long as he pays for everything, I'm blind. You know, I don't see anything.
Yeah, or it'll be like the videos that it's like, oh, when you walk into your billionaire husband cheating on you, and it's a fucking
rich
honey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who did we have on the podcast? That was this. What was her name, dude? Do you don't remember this chick
that
we had?
What are you talking about? I'm good with names. I just don't know who you're talking about.
She was like, oh, yeah. I'm not gonna name a name.
Whatever. Porn star.
Pretty much. she was like, oh, like that, you know, my man, if he cheats, I'll take him back, you know, like that I'm not vindictive. If he cheats, as long as he pays for everything, she was pretty much insinuating that as long as he pays for everything, like I'll stick by his side because I just want the money. But it's like, you have no self-respect for yourself, dude. Like this guy fucks you over, whatever. I guess unless there's a mutual agreement, which that does happen too. But if he just does it just to do it and you don't officially agree with that, but you stay with him because of the money.
Yeah.
To me, I can't really respect that.
Yeah.
You know, now if you have a mutual agreement, which, you know, hey, this is, you pay for the house, you pay for everything, the kids, whatever, and you do your thing every once in a while, you know, you're on a work trip, whatever, I'm not going to ask questions.
Yeah.
That does happen too, but if you're on that same page, that I can respect, well, but not that other BS.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Hold on.
Shall we see what some people have to say?
Yeah, check if there's anything there. In the meantime, you got to make you get up. Yeah. You're taking it down? Okay. So look, I'm going to give you an example. So there was a basketball player by the name of Andre Kirilenko, and anyone who knows sports will kind of recognize this guy. But check this out. Close to 10 years, Andre Kirilenko's wife said that her then Utah Jazz husband had the privilege of one free pass per year to do the dirty with another lady that wasn't her. So long story short, I mean, I can go into this, but if I'm not mistaken, I think the story was basically saying like, hey, I know he makes money, he's traveling all the time. I know I won't be able to be there.
So because of that lifestyle, because of, you know, kind of everything that's entitled to that, it's like, hey, if it happens, I know it's going to happen. I'd rather just know that I'm giving you the pass, get it out of your system, come back home, and we're good. Yeah. Although there's other people that they're just doing it. I'm sure anyone here who knows maybe some athletes or anyone here in Miami don't know that all these people, they're probably not even loyal to anybody. But it's the same thing. At least this in this case, she's like, I know what's going to happen. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. You think you could ever find yourself in a position like that? I mean, obviously, you're happily taken. But let's say, you know, things don't work out, whatever. You become very successful. Podcast blows up, God willingly.
I don't know.
Do you think there could ever be an understanding?
I don't know because right now, I'm very happy in my situation. I'm very fortunate. I really do feel very fortunate with the person that I'm with. Very supportive. I've known her forever, really, my entire life. And it wasn't until recently that we took it seriously. And I got to tell you, man, I'm very happy and I feel very blessed. I'm telling you, I really do feel like the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
If that didn't work out, I don't know, because I feel like I'm having such a great experience being with just one person that. I mean, who's to say that it can't happen again, you know? I'm happy with one person, you know? I used to, like, when I was younger, I'm fucking around with a bunch of girls. Like, I don't know, it seemed like work, anything.
A lot of work, dates, getting to know them.
You got to reach out to all of them, make sure you don't cross paths, and the text messaging. And I was a scumbag back then. Now, like, I'm not really happy doing that.
Yeah.
I don't really look for, like.
Back then, you had to worry, like, oh, if she goes through my phone and this and that, all that BS.
Yeah. So to answer your question, but again, I also don't know, because maybe I'd probably get fucked over bad, right? Let me knock on wood. I get fucked over bad, right? And then I'm like, fuck women. Fuck these bitches. And then I just choose to be this single bachelor that says, you know what? If I look good, I make money, and I can get whatever I want, why settle for one when I can have them all?
I guess the best thing to do is at the beginning disclose that, you know? Because once everybody, if people know where you stand, no one can take that away from you.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And I'm also understanding more that, for example, like, there's people who think, oh, we have one soulmate or we can only be with one person. And I got over that, dude. So I'm thinking, like, for example, I'm very happy in my situation. I'm glad that I chose this person to be with. But God forbid something bad were to happen. It's going to suck, but I know it's not the end of the world. There's so many people out here in the world. I just got to expose myself to them. And I'm sure I'll find somebody else.
Of course.
But with that said, there's also so many other people as well that are good, right? Because you're saying there's multiple.
Yeah.
So if I were at that point where I didn't care and that's what I was looking for, well, you know, why not? If I can have them all. As long as I approach it in the sense where I'm like, listen,
right.
I'm not going to get tied down to anybody. If you want to come along for the ride, by all means. But, you know, this train ain't stopping for anybody.
I like that. Let me see. What are some people saying? Let me see if I can find something.
Hi, guys. Thank you for joining. We're having a live episode going over some crazy-ass questions and requests on social media. Back to Marvin. Let me keep looking.
Thank you. We'll keep looking. If you guys have any questions that you ever wanted to ask us, myself, Chris, this is the time to do it. Answering it here on the live.
We charge like $500 for coaching, you know? So this is like a quick little...
This is a treat for you guys. This is a
treat.
Yeah.
So. Let me see what else we got here. So let me get out of this one. There was another one that I wanted to say. So let's look at one of these other cheating ones. See if there's any good ones.
Go ahead.
This one had some ups. This one is better. Let's see how this one looks. Short too. My wife cheated on me. What do I do? I've been suspicious of my wife's behavior the past couple of months, and today I finally went through her phone and found explicit messages between her and a guy she's friends with. Apart from the obvious cheating in the messages, it's apparent from what they said that they've met in person as well. Ugh, knife in the heart. What should I do in this situation? Fuck, I am so mad and my world is spinning. I am so in love with her, and she's my best friend. I don't even have anyone else I can talk to about this. I just don't know what to do. Fuck my life, fuck. We've been together 5 years. I'm married for 2. We just bought a house together last year.
Fuck.
Binga.
Brutal.
That sucks, dude. That fucking sucks. Let's see what the comments have to say here.
So he knows for sure it's happening.
Why is this even a question? Divorce her. How 100%. Can any of you put... Let me ask you, dude, because we've talked about cheating in the past, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we could just put that shit back up there.
You want to put it back up?
She's going to hold it the whole time?
No, I'll put it back up. But you guys who are watching right now, let us know about cheating. Is it forgivable? Can you come back from it? Because that's fucked.
Listen. I want to make a statement about cheating.
Well, not so much a statement. I want to open up the floor.
This is where I find it difficult when it comes to, you know, cheating and just quickly saying, yo, get the fuck out of here. You know, we're done. Because, man, that seems like a tough thing to do after for, let's say, in this situation. Together for 5 years, married for two, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like you think you know this person, right? And you share 5 years of your life with this person. Think of all the memories, all the good times, all the experiences, the things that you guys did together, the conversations, the good moments, the happy moments. Sure, everybody has bad moments, but the, you know, all these things that create the relationship, right?
Yeah.
To be together for 5 years and married for two, to then find out they're cheating, and then you say, like, yo, it's over. There's got to be so much, like, emotional, like, trauma there. Like, what do you do? Because one side of you says, fuck. How long has it been going on for? Was it quick? Did they fuck?
That's what you're going to think about all day. Every time you see this person.
I could see that too.
Dude, think about it. It's going to drive you nuts. Especially if you're a guy, like, I don't want to say if it's easier for women to forgive or whatever, but, like, dude, you know your girl. You love your girl. You've been with her for years. Imagine.
Oh.
You fucking want to blow your brains out. Same with me, dude. I've been with my girl for years. Imagine somebody else laying with your girl, being intimate, doing who knows what. How can you come back from that?
That sucks, dude.
And
it hurts.
And it's very tough. Very tough. And is walking away from somebody who cheated on you easy? No, of course not. But it's easier to walk away than to stay with somebody that fucked you over like that. And then now for the rest of your life, you have to think about, fuck. You know, it's going to creep up. Maybe you have a fight. Maybe she doesn't text back. Maybe he doesn't answer the phone. Maybe he's gone for a few hours. Maybe he has to go on a business trip. Maybe she has to do something where she wants to go out with her friends.
No.
You know, it's like,
she fuck, can't leave ever.
Yeah. Fucking, you want to chain her to the house, dude? But it's like, you're going to play mind games and you're going to drive yourself nuts. For me, so it's like, no, of course it's not easy, dude. But I feel like cheating, fuck, especially after married, you have a kid. Maybe you have a house, maybe a kid or whatever. A house. Dude, fuck. I'd say walk away, but obviously I'm not, my feelings aren't in it, you know, obviously. It's easier said than done.
Have you ever had someone that you're dating? Yeah, someone that you're dating cheat on you, like have sex with somebody else?
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe.
And definitely like flirted with other guys, definitely like seen messages, et cetera, et cetera. Heard things, rumors, or whatever. Never really been proven. But never like, yo, fuck. I fuck.
Really, yeah. Dude? So you've had a pretty smooth sailing in your relationships?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Really, dude. I had a girl.
What was her name?
Kidding. No names. I had a girl have sex with another dude.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Okay. Yeah, she told me. Oh. I started drilling her with questions. Yeah. She was acting weird. Found out that she had sex with another dude. And I was younger, so I was kind of, not that I was a scumbag, but I knew that I wasn't treating her right. I knew I could treat her better.
Yeah.
But still, like, to find out that some other dude did that.
Yeah.
Bro, I tried to get over it. I tried to give her another shot. I tried to make it happen. But every single little thing, I would just throw right back in her face. And I'm like, that's not fair either.
No, it's not fair.
Like, I'm literally just making her life a living hell, trying to make this work when she fucked up. And now her poor soul was trying so hard to do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't. Like, I'll be like, oh, okay, fine. And then some little issue that got me annoyed, I'd fucking throw that shit right back at her. And I'm like, bro, this isn't going to work.
That's the thing. So it's like, you're going to hold that over her head. And at that point, even if I was her, I'd be like, yo, fuck. Either you stay with me, and we'll try to fix this, and we'll move on. Or we'll just cut it right now. Because that's also, I don't want to say it's not fair to either party, but it's not fair to the both of you guys.
Yeah.
For you to fucking, oh, yeah, we'll work it out. And then something happens, and or you did this fucking a year ago. You did this 6 months ago. Like, fuck. Either you forgive me or you don't. So I can see it both ways, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now, bro. I gotta tell you, man, I'm pretty proud of the person that I am today now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, now that I'm thinking, like, don't get me wrong. I used to be a scumbag. I'm telling you, I was pretty bad. But I turned my life around, and I'm just kind of looking back at the moments of, like, when I got screwed over. And I think this is why it made me wake up a little bit. Because it's like, when it happened to me, that's when I'm like, man, this shit sucks. Like, this feels terrible, and I can't believe, like, because then you do everything right, you know? I really took it for granted. I felt like I never really learned a lesson. It wasn't until I got fucked over that I'm like, I'm disgusted in me for doing that, you know? Like, I've had other situations where it's like they move somewhere else, and they're telling me I'm the only guy, and then I find out that they're, you know, doing their own. It's like they were living a second life with some other dude. Yeah. And that. Like, I remember I saw on the phone once that I was like, good morning, amor. Good morning, love. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck is this guy? And then she was like, oh, that's just, you know, he's Hispanic, customary. Yeah. Like, oh, what's up, love? Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then she moved. And then I heard more stories. And then I, like, someone ended up telling me everything. And then I remember calling her. They're like, yo, what's up with this? What's up with this? Oh, what about this? And then she's like, oh, I remember her saying, she was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, you didn't want to tell me. Let me explain. You should have when it was happening.
Yeah.
You chose to wait. You got caught. Now you're fucked.
You think she ever would have told you if you wouldn't have found out?
Good question, dude. Very good question. I don't know, man. I don't know. Because the thing is, I feel like she had and you know what? Now, you know, we've all matured. We're good. She's happy now. I think she's in a very happy relationship. I'm very happy for her. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, I still got love for her as a person.
Fuck me
over. And I wasn't the greatest either. I probably could have been better as well. Who knows? But long story short, dude, I don't know. I don't know because the fact that she wasn't here, it's not like I could check up on her. You know, it's not like I could check her phone. I didn't really check her phone. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But it's not like I would see a message pop up or I would have suspicion. It was just kind of like a little toxic back and forth where like I was looking. I guess like. I don't know, I just feel like, man, I thought everything was good here, and then she would show me that it was good. Like, we were good. Like, she would come down, good, but then she would leave, and it's like, we're not good anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then there'd be weekends where it's like her phone, like, I would call her, she wouldn't answer. The messages wouldn't go through, right? And then I'm there blowing up her fucking friends and her sister, and then no one wants to tell me anything. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
In fact, what they would tell me, like, they would take a screenshot of my message to them, they would send it to her and be like, yo, like, I'm getting involved in your bullshit now.
Right.
You know? And then that's when... Then she would write to me. And then once I found out everything, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, the whole time, I'm there trying to figure out a way to make this work. But I was just kind of... I was getting played the whole time.
Fuck, dude. Do you feel like... And I'm pretty sure I've asked you this before. Do you feel like that experience getting cheated on in that situation where she was living in a different city may have tarnished your... opinion on long distance relationships, because you were in it and you feel like, man, fuck, maybe if she was living in Miami, it would have caught on to that shit sooner, you know?
Man, I don't know, man, because it does leave a sour taste in
me. That's what I'm saying.
It really does. I would imagine, because it's hard for me, because I'm 0 for 1 on long distance.
Sure.
You know, I'm batting 0.
Yeah.
So I don't really have like I guess if I was like 1 for 1 and it worked out great, then Mara would be like, oh, you know what? We made it work. It could be done by this and that. I got to put this in play. But I'm 0 for 1. I'm not. I don't know. I don't see myself ever looking forward to doing that
again. So let's say little caveat. Let's say Christina, you know, you guys been together for a while. Let's say she wants to move for a job opportunity to a different city. I don't know. Somewhere, I don't know, California, for like a year or whatever. Has an opportunity arisen and she wants to go. Would some past trauma come back to surface now that you guys would have to be in a long-distance relationship? Or would you be like, hey, relationship's strong enough. We've been together for a while. We'll be fine.
I'm more of if we can prevent a problem from happening,
okay,
I'd rather do the prevention route than getting in a problem and figuring out how to solve the problem once I'm in it.
Well, there's no problem. It's an opportunity for her for her career.
Before we continue, we wanted to take a minute to emphasize how important it is to take care of your health. As we always say, every healthy relationship starts with yourself. Now, taking care of it isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, we've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. With one scoop mixed with water, once a day, every day, it makes us feel like we're ready to take on the day. But it actually makes sense why. I mean, each serving of AG1 delivers our daily doses of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Personally, AG1 just sets something off in my brain. I drink it first thing in the morning every single day, and it sets the foundation for my day. I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods,
I like to think of it as a nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day. My morning routine isn't complete without AG1, and neither should yours. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. That's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
So sure, but it could also create problems that maybe I'm not comfortable with.
Right, but it, so you would make her choose. If this is like a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity. It depends. No, I would probably go with her.
You would go with her?
I would probably go with her.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Dude, yeah, like I'm like sold on her. I'm sold. Okay, okay, I'm completely sold. I'm very happy. And the way that I was, not so much raised, but I guess what I've learned and I grew into, especially with Dr. Haston here, was when you find your partner, it's you and that partner. Like, that's the life, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the life you're creating. Yeah. Whether you have kids after that, at the end of the day, you have the life for the kids. They're going to have their own lives. They're going to grow up, and eventually they're going to leave the nest.
Yeah.
And then who are you back with? You and the partner that created right, that child, right? 100%. So for me, if she were to say, hey, this is happening, and she really wanted to do it and she wanted to go, we would have to figure out a way for both of us to get over there.
Make it happen.
Yeah, that's what I would, I'm very supportive of whatever it is that she wants to do.
Okay.
But if the idea is to keep a unit together, then I would probably follow her.
Follow her suit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless I was like tied down to something here. Like, I know I got my family and we have this, but I'm sure, I mean, we could figure it out. I mean, we just have to raise the bill on the flights and start traveling more. Give me some of your flight benefits so I can come over here
and record.
But I mean,
you'll make it happen, is what you're saying.
I will make it happen. Okay. I would rather just, again, prevent. Preventative. It's the same reason why we're training and exercising and eating the way that we are.
Right.
We're trying to prevent problems in the future from happening. Right? Because if we don't move and we don't eat right and we're not taking care of ourselves, it's only going to get hard in the future. That's where problems arise. So now we got to then figure out how to solve those problems. We got to take the right medication. Then we got to go to the doctor. We then have to do this intensive thing. We have to replace this. Dude, as long as we're taking care of ourselves now, we can prevent all that from happening.
Yeah.
That's what I would rather do. I want to just prevent any problems, avoid it if possible, then find ourselves in a position where, man, there could be a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to figure out a way to get out of this problem.
Gotcha.
Rather just avoid it altogether.
For everybody joining now,
we're
doing a live episode. And so we wanted to kind of get closer to our audience and really kind of see who the people are who support us. So I figured live would be a first good step in the right direction in terms of kind of getting to know our followers. So thank you guys for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Chris is looking for some stories. But this is our studio. This is our setup. If you're watching our episodes, this is where the magic happens. Right, Chris?
There is some level of magic that does happen in this podcast studio.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I'm looking for some things. I was hoping we could talk about Love on the Spectrum, but this guy's never seen it. Have any of you guys seen Love on the Spectrum?
Which I have not, but it brings a great
question. I'm hoping anyone over there, if you guys have seen Love on the Spectrum, I got to hear your thoughts on this. Because I don't understand. I don't know if I like the concept. Like, I like the idea.
What's it? Give me a
wonderful.
Synopsis.
I'm pretty good at these.
Give me a synopsis.
So this is how I see it, okay? Love on the Spectrum essentially is they find people with disabilities.
Okay.
And they try to match them with other people, right? So if you look at in the show, it really is moving. Because you see a lot of them that they're just like very happy-go-lucky. Some of them, you know, they're a little bit, you know, extreme levels on the spectrum.
Okay.
You can see that they're a little awkward in situations, but you know, they're still trying to fight and push forward, you know, to try to create these relationships.
Okay.
I think it's very beautiful. It just a little bit just feels, I guess now that I think about it, man, it's just kind of like their natural being, you know, where like they just don't know what to talk about. They don't know how to have these conversations. They don't know how to flow. So then they get trained. They get like
people
then be there like mentors that kind of walk them through how to create these conversations. And they try to pair people. But I'll give you an example. Like,
sure.
There was one guy who, at least on season, I think it's season two right now. There's this guy who, I'm not going to say names, not to do anything, but whatever. This guy, he has autism. And he's very happy, very joyful, very go-lucky.
Okay.
Dude, so positive. Like, Christina, she's like, oh my God, he's awesome. I love him, whatever. And they put him, right? He's autistic. Yeah. They put him with a girl who has Down syndrome.
Okay.
Now, I get it, both disabilities, but it almost feels like this is the first time that they've ever been on a date. This is the first time that they've ever met anybody. I don't know if they have the emotional know-how to say, if this doesn't feel right, should I continue trying to do this?
Like the capacity to see, hey, this is not, compatible?
Yeah. I don't think they really know. Now, I have to double check because we had finished the season yesterday, and I think at the end it says, like, what the results were, like, if they continue dating or whatever. So, whatever. A side of me says, man, I think this is great. Okay. We're creating opportunities, you know, for people who maybe aren't so comfortable, fun, and have always wanted to find some sort of love. I mean, imagine you being raised, you see your parents, you see other people, you see movies showing this romance. You want to be a part of that, but you really don't have anyone to kind of contribute that with, you know, or kind of share that with. So Love on the Spectrum is basically finding these people and kind of matching them together to see if they can create these.
I think that's beautiful. And to your point, it's like, dude, these people probably don't have that much exposure to to dating and stuff like that. So it's like, you got to give them a chance. You got to give them some experience.
I guess so.
You know, to even fall down, you know, like you've been interacting with a woman for majority of your life. You know, you're 31. These people, they probably never had that. So they got to go out there. And if this show can facilitate that, I love it.
I think it is good. I just feel like, man, they gotta do their pairings a little bit. I don't, dude, like if you see the episode, because look, like there's a spectrum of this shit.
Okay.
Right? But autism, like, there might be some movements that, like, you could, there's like certain people that you can't even tell, like, they're, you know, they have certain things there, but other than that, like, they're sharp, they're good. Mm-hmm. But then there's others that you can, like, okay, you know, he's very, like, very I don't want to say immature, but very like child-esque, you know, like, okay, very happy-go-lucky. They're like children, like, they're toddlers, like, they're adorable, but they're adults in how they're acting. And then in this case, this guy, they put him with a Down syndrome girl, which, I mean, nothing against her, but she wouldn't talk.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, there was no flow. There was no conversation. So my fear in that situation, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just fear in that situation, they're going to keep trying, and she doesn't say anything. So
that's the risk that
But then the thing is that they don't know. They don't know if this is, because they're like, this is the first time I've ever been on a date. Is this what it's supposed to be like?
But then again, they have to learn. You know, I mean, you got to start somewhere. And if the show can do it, you know, I don't know how do they do the matches. Is it based on compatibility? Is it based on maybe they want their ratings, their views?
Random, dude. Yeah. I think, like, it'll be, like, there was this one guy that he went speed dating, and they gave him a list of people, and then all these girls would sit with him. They'd have conversation, and then he would mark yes or no.
Yeah.
And then he would call and see, or he would then, they would submit the paper, and then the matchmaker from that speed dating event would then be like, hey, you got a match with this person. Would you like to, you know, reach out to them and create, you know, I guess break the ice and have a date, an official date. Other than that, there would just be people who they just talk about their story. They get a little bit of background. They're introducing themselves, a little bit about them, blah, 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 blah. It'll go to their parents. They say, well, you know, the experience. Oh, he's a man, whatever. And then they go, oh, and this is so-and-so. This is the person that's going to meet this person, and this person loves this. It could be as simple as, oh, loves eating popcorn but hates the feeling of plastic. And that's their introduction. Then they go, they talk about that person, and then they just put them together on a date. And then it flows. It flows. I also feel like, because there was one yesterday that we were watching, that this girl was horny. She just wanted to find someone to fuck. If you guys out there, if you've seen it, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. She's there like, I want to fuck. Like, I want to have sex. And so she was trying to find ways to get more intimate. So she started off by kissing, right? Like, okay, she wanted to kiss the guy. And they're there on this date, and they're both eating a cupcake, and they're like, oh, I saw that the way that you kiss, you know, you gotta kiss a little bit of the frosting, and you gotta lick it, you know?
Okay.
You kiss, all right, a little bit. Sure. See, the concept is there. So then they're both eating their thing. And then he starts eating it, and she's like, no teeth. You don't use teeth when you kiss. He goes, oh, okay. So then he goes back to licking and kissing. So then they finish their little warm up.
Yeah.
Then they look at each other, and then they're like, okay, I think it's time to do this on each other now. So then they both look at each other, they close their eyes, and then they go lean in for the kiss. And like, instead of, you know, kissing, it was like, they completely missed. They missed the kiss. And it's being recorded. So a part of me, it's like, kind of feels like they're making fun of him, you know? But it also is like, man, but this is also just their natural, you know? Like, it's almost like if someone's recording us going on dates, it's just, you know, we're
not missing. You know, we kind of know a little bit more.
Yeah.
But for them, it's the first time, so then they're like.
But I guess it comes with being on the show, dude, you know, because it's also a show. It's also going to be some drama. It's also going to be some, you know, flair. And if it wasn't for the show, they probably wouldn't even been doing it. So at that point, it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
I got to take what I can get.
You're right.
I got to, you know.
Is there anything there at all, people from the spectrum?
Is anybody there on the spectrum?
There's a lot of people. No, there's a lot of people who I think have joined. I think earlier there was some.
I saw something. You want to get the phone?
We were talking about Love on the Spectrum. If you guys have seen Love on the Spectrum, I need your feedback. I want to know what you guys think of Love on the Spectrum.
I feel uncomfortable to watch sometimes, but the idea is beautiful.
Who said that?
Diana. Diana.
What
Diana
did she say? That
it felt uncomfortable to watch sometimes, but the idea is beautiful.
Diana, I 100% agree with you, because you're watching it like yesterday. I was there. I was on the computer, and my girl, she was watching it, and I have it in the background. And I look over, and I'm looking at this scene where they're like about to kiss, and I'm just there like looking, and she's there watching it like it's all good. But I was so cringed about it. I'm like, I can't watch this. Like, it's embarrassing. You know, I have to look away type thing because of that. But overall, I do think it's a very beautiful experience. I think it's nice that what they're doing and trying to create those relationships. It just is there could be some tough watches.
Yeah.
Some tough watches.
I have yet to watch it. I'm good.
Anybody else? No, you got to watch it.
I work with kids that have autism. Alexa. Okay, Alexa, let us know. Like, how is that?
She works with children with autism.
Yeah. So how is that? How is that experience? How's that interaction?
Yeah, how many kids you working with, and how do you kind of go about that?
Ooh, love what she also said. Love watching you guys during my break. Thank you so much.
We love you for watching us during your break.
Yeah, you could be doing anything during your break, and you're watching us. So, yeah,
is that it for Spectrum?
Yeah, I make my husband listen to you guys when we're in the car together. When we're in the car together, I love that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, I'm new. What do you guys do and talk about? Well, my name is Chris. My name is Christian. My name is Marvin. That's Christian.
Hi.
And we're the Coffee Breakup. We talk about relationships, dating, lifestyle, and I guess people who have autism.
Yes. So for anyone who's new here, thank you for coming. It's not many of you, but for those of you who are wondering what the fuck we talk about relationship advice. We want to just try to help people. What are you laughing at?
Keep going.
We want to try to just, you know, have the conversation that people are uncomfortable having. But, you know, over the course of 4 years almost, we've realized that a healthy mind is a healthier heart, and a healthier heart will create healthier relationships. So we kind of created this kind of path of, okay, well, if you want a healthy relationship, make sure you take care of your mind. And the best way to take care of your mind is by taking care of your body. Sound mind, sound body, take care of everything. We'll be able to nurture those healthy relationships. So that's the journey we're on, of trying to understand how we can make this come into fruition.
Very well said. So yeah, so we do have, you know, new podcasts every week. We have guests on. We do solo episodes. This is just for us to kind of, we're going on the live just to kind of interact with you guys and just kind of be more in tune with our audience, because I feel like we haven't really done the best job of it. So please forgive us. And yeah, thank you guys for the support. Any questions, anything you guys want us to talk about, just let us know. And we'll cover it if we find some people. Don't be shy. Love the podcast, guys. Thank you so much. Somebody goes, I've seen some memes about it, but you see the same level of cringy stuff with people without spectrums. So it's still funny. Cheers from Canada, my guys. Thank you so much, buddy.
Cheers from Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
My boy, Stefan. I love watching your podcast, guys. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
But yeah, thank you, guys. This is obviously our first live.
I got a good one for you.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to switch things up outside of the spectrum and Love on the Spectrum, the show.
Okay. Good.
So I stumbled upon this on Reddit. What does anal feel like? Ooh. So y'all, any end that you've been on, either the receiving end or the giving end, what does anal feel like? Let's see what they say here. Look, number one, you got a butthole and you got a handful of ways to finger it out yourself tonight. Oh, instead of figure it out. I get it.
Hilarious.
Like pooping in reverse. Okay.
What else?
You like pooping?
Sometimes it feels good, yeah. You don't know. Sometimes it's like you need a nice shit.
Dude, let me tell you, ever since we've been doing animal-based, because we're a little bit low on fiber, dude.
Yeah.
I just went to war in your bathroom here a little while ago. Bro, it was tough, and I did not enjoy that poop.
Yeah, sometimes it could be a little bit rough.
So I do not want to.
Maybe that's how anal is. Sometimes it could be a bit rough.
Do sometimes it's relieving, though.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Like once it's out, person, though.
Once it's out.
I don't know.
Do you like anal?
Doing?
Yeah. Well, no, receiving.
Nah, bro.
You tell me.
Nah, bro. I've never been a fan. Never been a fan. Try to hear and there, but never really been a fan.
Already.
No, like it?
I do like it.
Really?
I do like.
Fucking, you're crazy over it, right? Right.
You remember? Because I wanted to try with my partner. With a process.
How do you? Let me ask you this, dude. How do you create the environment to welcome anal? Because I don't think anal's for everybody.
It's not, and you gotta it's also not very romantic, dude. It's not a romantic. No? You think anal is romantic?
But why? But it probably can be.
It can be. I
guess you're having it, and then all of a sudden you're like, let me slip this, you know?
Well, that's the thing. So that's like being very spontaneous. But in my experience, it had to be planned. So it's like.
Really?
Yeah, really. So then it's like.
There's a calendar dinner here. Yeah. There, like, hey, like, one more week, babe. You ready? Right? Is that you?
That's how it was. So it's like, okay, we got a plan. And then. You know, you gotta
drink a lot of water. Don't eat too much.
And you gotta clean your rectum. Yeah, and so it's really? Like, and then she wants to be drunk, and so it takes away the pain, whatever. Da, da. It's like a lot. It's a lot of work.
I never thought about this.
Yeah. So that, but I do know people who they just have anal randomly.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I'm like, fucking animals.
But I didn't know people.
Yeah, some people do it. They just have sex and then they just do anal.
They
don't prep. They just.
Damn, let me tell you a pretty nasty story. I got a friend too. Let's hear your friend's story.
No,
first.
I just had a friend who would have sex with.
Raw dog is a fucking.
And then he's like, oh, fuck it.
You want to?
And the girl's like, oh, no, no, no. He's like, shut up. He just sticks to it.
Man, I remember there was, I heard a story of this guy in high school that supposedly he did anal, and this was in high school, and it was like, this guy fucking did anal. I've never done anal. This guy did it. Oh shit. Oh man. Yeah. Whatever. And I heard that when he pulled his member out.
Yeah.
There was shit all over his member. Shit all over the place. And then I thought it was gross, but it turns out this is more normal.
Very common.
Right. Unless
you prep.
You prep.
Yeah, unless you prep. Which is I guess some women have a fear like, yo, we have anal. There's a chance that maybe something slips out, you know, whatever. I don't want to be embarrassed. It's terrible, whatever. But I guess it just comes with the territory, literally. So you're doing anal. Think about what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. Think about your life choices. Like, how did I get into that? Why am I here?
So it's not really something that you care particularly for.
Nah, dude. I never really cared. And it's not like I'm here swinging some fucking dwet guy either. It's just... No, I just never really liked it.
But what if your girl's like...
Think of all the prep. But
you didn't even realize there was a lot of prep. Yeah, what if your girl's like, oh, like, don't even worry about it. Just do it.
Maybe. I got to think about it. I'd rather not.
Okay.
Oh, but, okay. But what if there's a period?
Ooh. No,
because you haven't heard stories. I'd be hearing some motherfuckers that they fucking go down on their girls when they're on their period.
No.
And they fucking come up looking like fucking lying. Blood all over their fucking face. You never heard people do that shit?
Oh, shit.
Or if you're, you know, or let's say, for example, it's the time of the month and you still want to, you know, that you lay down the towel.
Yeah, that I've heard.
You've heard of that.
But I don't partake.
See, anal, I'm sorry, period blood is almost like a spectrum also. You know, you have your really people that are up there that they're like, if I can want to taste that shit, that taste of iron, bro, I feel strong.
Drink that shit.
To a little, you know, a little towel.
Oh, fucking disturbing.
Then people instead of saying, you know what, I want to stay away from this, I'd rather just do anal.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are just like, yo, we'll give it a week, bro. We could wait.
Do you wait or do you like, you know what? Or it just depends. Maybe, hey, in the mood, fuck it. Let's go.
The way that I see it is if she's on her period, her mouth should be fine. Sorry, babe. Love you.
Oh, shit, dude.
Little graphic. You got to be careful with this one because her fucking family follows this. It's going to be disgusting.
I think the mom joined. She's like, oh, yeah. Works for me too.
Gross.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah,
dude. That's funny. Someone's like, come to Dallas. You want to do some anal? Go to Dallas.
is that where people are doing it? That's where it's pretty fun. What else? Anything else there?
Let me see.
We should be good by now.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. Anyways, guys, this is
there's nothing about anal.
No.
Nice. Dude.
Anybody here likes anal? This is.
It's a clean episode, clean podcast.
Oh, like shit. It. Christina Corona for the photography joint.
She joined?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Funny.
Fuck, I hope she's not paying attention to this.
She probably is. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. This was a very short live. You guys are probably on your lunch break, so thanks for spending your lunch break with us. Chris, any final thoughts? Let's do this more often, guys. If you have any questions or anything you guys want us to talk about on the next live, send them to us.
Yeah, listen, we are really trying to grow. We really want to help people. And obviously the best way to help people is if people hear about us, you know. And we also want to know what it is that we can help you with. Like I told you, we care about relationships. We care about healthy relationships and how to nurture those. Anyone that you feel like could use our help, or maybe, you know, you want to hear us talk about certain things, be more than happy to kind of chime in and hear what you guys have to say and create those conversations. At the end of the day, there's no weird conversations here. We just talked about anal. We talked about fucking autism. We talked about it in the same episode. Like, how often do you hear, like, hey, what, do you know what autism and anal has in common? They're both on the spectrum somehow. You never know what's going to come out on the show, but at the end of the day, our goal is to just help as many people as possible. I think, oh shit, Christina Corona Photography is laughing. Who else has someone said something else?
Also, I've been following you since the beginning. You've been of great help for me and a lot of interesting topics. Happy to see you have spot to make your podcast.
Happy you see? This. You see? Who is that?
Thank you so much. This is the same El Lozano. Thank you, El Lozano. You're
El
the fucking
Lozano.
Man.
El Lozano.
I don't know.
Okay.
El Lozano. Thank you so much.
But you see, that's what we're trying to do. We want to help people as much as possible by creating these conversations, even if they're uncomfortable, because at the end of the day, we're all having them anyway. So why not create the conversation and figure out ways for us to solve the problems that we get on a daily basis in dating, relationships, or just in life? We're two guys just trying to figure out what's the best way to go about it. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a great time on this episode with the set of questions that we had. We also had a live, so we had a lot of engagement and interactions. I got my girlfriend calling right now about the live that we talked about. So
yeah.
I think it's time to wrap up.
Thanks so much, guys, for the support, okay? Appreciate it.
We love y'all. Till next time.
Peace. Ciao.